We are out of balance emotionally and in our minds and what we are capable of attracting and doing with ourselves because we're not aligned with our source. We're not aligned with Tao. When you are aligned, it means that whatever thoughts that you have about what it is that you would like to do, that what you would like to create, about how you would like your relationships to go, about your ability to attract prosperity into your life, about your ability or your capacity to heal yourself of anything that might come your way, anything at all that might come your way. If you have the willingness to give the same energy to what it is that you are desiring for yourself. As Katie was going through, can I talk about your eye? Is that okay? Okay. Asking permission in front of thousands of people here. But Katie was literally going blind and had to go through corneal implants from a cadaver twice. And as she was getting ready and prepared to do the last one, we were talking and I would ask her about it. And what always impressed me so much was she would give the kind of energy to what she wanted rather than having it be totally, completely out of balance. And that's what this is all about. So that as she was going in to have a cornea transplanted from a dead person into her eye so that she could see, talk about seeing through another person's eyes, always she would say to me, no, it's going to work out fine. It's going to be great. It is my intention that... And there was never this out of balance kind of thinking which says, this is what I want. This is what I want to attract. This is what I want to create for myself, whatever it might be. In this book, I deal with it in every single area of our lives. I think it's true in addictions and overcoming addictions. It's true and if you have obesity problems or weight problems, issues like that. I think it's true in overcoming relationship struggles or difficulties. The opening chapter says, an infinity of forests lies dormant within the dreams of one acorn. Listen to that. An infinity of forests lies dormant within the dreams of one acorn. One little seed has a dream, and that dream is so powerful that it can manifest and create just from that dream inside of that, and it literally can do that. The potential that is in the dreams of this tiny little acorn can bring and attract to the world an endless number of trees. I used to say, anyone can count the number of seeds in an apple, but no one can count the number of apples in one seed. When you have dreams or desires or things that you would like to create or attract for yourself into your life, and they're way up here, they're big, but the Tao says that sages never attempt big things. They don't have to do big things. It says in there, there's a line that says, you can get anywhere from here. As long as you're here in your mind, as long as you stay here with what is true. 19 years ago, I drank every day. I never was drunk. It wasn't like I was out there, you know, out of control or anything. I drank every day. And I had a teacher in India who said, if you want to reach the level of consciousness that I would like you to be able to go to, you'll have to live a life of sobriety. And I said, I have no trouble with sobriety. I just like to have a few beers every day, if you don't mind, after I run. He said, no, you'll have to get yourself to a place where... So as a sage, if you think of yourself as a sage and you want to undertake this thing of giving up drinking or losing 75 pounds or attracting great wealth into your life, or building a great bridge across a divide. Whatever it is that you might want to undertake, I think about it when I sit down to write a book. I mean, if you sit down and know that you've got to create 300 or 400 pages that has to be legible and it has to all fit together and it has to make sense and it all has to come from your mind, if that's just too big. And people who think big generally end up doing nothing because it's just too daunting a task to do big. But anybody can do here. Anybody can do now. Anybody can do this moment. And so what do you do? It's what I said to my daughter this morning. I say it to her every morning when I pick up the phone, wherever I am. Today is a sober day. Just today. Don't undertake giving up anything big like that. Don't undertake the idea of I've been overweight my whole life, or I've been addicted to something my whole life, and I just want to change that. Let go of that. The great sages don't do difficult things because they never see difficult things. There's nothing difficult out there when all you have to do today is stop smoking today. And people say, but it's really difficult. It's really difficult to quit smoking. I said, where do you come up with that? Where do you come up? Is that true? You'll hear Katie this afternoon ask you that question. Is this true? Can you prove that it's true? You'll see. I just want you to, if you haven't seen her do it, she's the master. She's the best in the world at it. Is it true that it's difficult to quit smoking? Hell no, it's not true. What's difficult is smoking. That's what's difficult. That's true. If you smoke, you got to take your money and you got to go out and you got to buy tobacco. And then you've got to carry cigarettes with you wherever you go. And you have to carry fire with you all the time. So now you got to carry tobacco, fire, and you got to give up your money. And we've hardly even gotten started. Now you got to dispose of ashes wherever you go. So you need a disposal place to dispose of the, now you got to get rid of cigarette butts, and you have to keep your hands because your hands start to smell after a while when you light up cigarettes, and so do your teeth. And so does your breath. And then when you're driving along and you drop some hot little ash onto your clothes, then you got to reach around like this and you're on, people look next to you. What is this guy doing? I mean, it's very difficult to smoke. To not smoke, all you have to do is not put a cigarette in your mouth. That's all you have to do. Now, which is difficult and which is easy? What is true and what isn't true? The fact is that almost all of the things that you think of as difficult are only difficult because you've learned to think in difficult terms. And when you make something difficult, you make a decision then not to do it. Why should you do difficult things when you can do easy things? Like give in to an addiction. And so, as you get yourself to this place where you begin to see that difficulty and struggle are all just lies that you've been saying to yourself. And that if I had to give up drinking 19 years ago when I hadn't gone 10 years, I had gone at least 10 years and had a few beers every single day. I couldn't think of a day in the previous 10 years that I hadn't had a few beers at night. Not one day could I think of. The idea of just saying to myself, okay, I'm going to go 19 years and never have a drink again. That's just enough to send you off on a binge, isn't it? But you can do easy things, and you can get anywhere from here. You ever hear the line, a journey of 1,000 miles, what, begins with one step. That's right out of the Tao Te Ching. That was Lao Tzu. It's so simple. So when you think about balance in your life, think like this about being in balance. You have a dream. And your dream is to live a life that goes a certain way, that looks a certain way, that feels a certain way. You have a dream that you would like to be able to attract prosperity into your life, that you would like to live a prosperous life. My favorite example, I did it on the PBS show, of the lady sitting next to me from San Francisco who was flying back from Maui after having just done a wedding. And I said to her, what do you do? And she said, I'm a photographer. And I said, oh, how's it going? And she said, well, she said, I'm never going to get rich at it. Now, this is just a thought. Is it true? I don't know if it's true. How can that be? How can you know if that's true, that you're never going to get rich? You don't know. So I said to her, well, would you like to get rich? This is what I always ask when people ask me. Well, she said, well, of course. She said, who wouldn't want to be rich? Everybody wants to be able to get buy the things they want. We all want that. I said, so let me see if I understand. You would like to get rich, that's your dream, but what you offer up to that dream is that it'll never happen. That's out of balance. That's the kind of balance I'm speaking about. Not the kind of balance that allows you to do these kinds of things. The kind of balance that you begin to realize that there's a misalignment, if you will, between what it is that you are thinking and what it is that you offer up in the way of habits to make those dreams a reality. I call it principles for creating habits to match your desire. Listen to this quote. It's from Ralph Waldo Emerson. He said, want, like what you want, is a growing giant whom the coat of have was never large enough to cover. Want is a growing giant whom the coat of have was never large enough to cover. That is, what you want and what you have are completely and totally out of balance. And Lao Tzu says this to you through me. When you put your attention on what you intend to create and you stay aligned with the way, with the source from which you came, it will show up. It has to. It has to. So that all of the deficiencies, all of the things that you want but are not able to manifest, have not manifested yet into your life, all of it is not because the universe isn't working with you. It will. It's because you are not a vibrational match, an energetic match to what it is that you would like to create. And all today is about is learning to change the way you look at your life and understanding that the life that you're living will change just by your changing your opinion about it. It's so beautifully freeing to not be concerned any longer with whether or not what you would like to have is going to show up. One of the favorite lines that Katie has said to me on many occasions is, to believe that you need what you don't have is a definition of insanity. Because it's just not true. And if the thought is not true, what is it going to do to you? It's going to weaken you. It's that you say anything to yourself that is not true. Anything at all. So it's just this really powerful, wonderful knowing. And I think about this when I write in the mornings. And these words just show up. They just come onto the page. And I say, where do they come from? Who owns this stuff? How does it get here? How can any of this be happening right now? There are some times when I am so connected. And that's why I say 3-4 o'clock in the morning is your best time. It's your calling. It's your wake-up call from God. Because it's the time when there's so few distractions.